Good morning, everybody. Of course, we had the ashes on Ash Wednesday, and this one sweet preschool child who goes to St. Joe's School is in the preschool class there. He went up with his mom to get ashes, and when he got back to the pew, his mom told me that he said, "Wow, that didn't burn at all." And I thought it was so funny because she said I could tell that he was a little, abrasive, and he was a little afraid going up there. And she said, "Now I know why. He thought he was going to get burned." But I thought, what a cool kid that he still went up thinking that he was going to get burned, what a beautiful, beautiful thing. But I was kind of thinking about why one of the many reasons that we start Lent by having dust put onto our heads is that in Lent we're going into this dust, into this desert, this dusty desert. We hear about Jesus in our gospel in the desert. And it's a 40-day experience, that first Lent, and that you and I in our own day with Jesus go into the desert. And just as the angels minister to Jesus, they minister to us. Just as Jesus is undergoing all of this intense time of prayer and focus and even being attacked by the devil, that is what happens in our own Lenten experience as we go into the dust, starting on Ash Wednesday. But what's on the other side, And we should begin with the end in mind. What's on the other side of this dusty desert experience? It's the waters, this infinite ocean of love and mercy coming out of the side of Jesus that we are getting ready to experience. That's why the Holy Church, in her beauty and wisdom, gives us a first and a second reading today about water and about Noah and this great big flood. And then in the second reading, St. Peter, the first pope. We have a second reading from the first pope today. It's so cool to be Catholic. And he is explaining that this is all that Noah experienced of the flood is prefiguring baptism. And this is the thing, that water has the power to give and sustain life. You can't go long without it. But it also has a destructive power. And that the waters on the other side of this Lenten journey that kind of wash away the chaos of our lives, that wash away the sin and all this stuff of our lives, and then give us this new life in Christ. Now, this is all very, very real for our folks in RCIA. We have about 15 who will be getting baptized at the Easter Vigil. And at the 10 o'clock and the 12:15 masses today, we have what's called the rites of election, the rites of enrollment, where these folks are publicly kind of say, like, yes, like, we're almost there. And this is what we're looking forward to on the other side of Lent. And we'll have the scrutinies and all these things as we get closer. But it makes us to think, what are they getting ready for? A lot of people, I think that baptism is just like a public declaration that I'm going to believe in Jesus. Or when we baptize our babies, which is what beautiful practice, that we're saying, yep, this baby, this is a Christian. But baptism is actually so much more than that. Baptism is the means that Jesus gives us by which we die to ourselves and live a life for and in the living Jesus. That baptism and filled with the Holy Spirit, that baptism is the means by which this happens. That no wonder it's so important that we baptize our babies as soon as we can, because we want that this child live in and for Jesus, filled with the Spirit and the power and the presence of God. And this is what our RCIA catechumens are getting ready for. And it's absolutely amazing. They're getting ready to accept the faith. Now, I'm reading a book right now called Faith by Allegiance. Or no, that's not the name of the book. Gospel of Allegiance. And he's making this point. This Matthew Bates is the author. And it's a fascinating book. He's not a Catholic, but he's got some really great points in here. And he says that if you look at the word that we have for faith in the Bible, the Greek word is pistis. And he says that we translate this as faith, you know. But he says maybe a better translation is allegiance. Because he says, and as a matter of fact, he says that a lot of people who say that, you know, I'm a person of faith, but they never adhere to the teachings of Jesus. They never really go to church. They never really live a life of prayer and charity and service. And they say they're people of faith. But he says a lot of people who use the word faith ought to put it in quotation marks, because it's not the gospel faith. He says the gospel faith is allegiance. He says there's three things to true faith. Number one, the content believed. That we believe in the creed. By the way, martyrs died for every word of our creed that you and I just say at every mass and at every rosary. The martyrs died for this and shed their blood in defense of this creed. But a lot of, that's number one. We believe in that creed. Number two, we have a willingness and a desire to profess Jesus. And as a matter of fact, we can't turn him off. That everybody knows, who knows us, knows that we're a Jesus freak. And that our life is for Jesus and in Jesus. And that we can't stop talking about him. And that the third thing, he says, the third thing to what gospel faith really is that your first loyalty, your first allegiance is to Jesus Christ. More so than even to your husband or your wife, your son or your daughter. More so are you loyal to Jesus than you are to a job or your favorite political party or your favorite sports team. That your fundamental loyalty is Jesus Christ. And that's what our RCIA people are getting ready to accept. And they are getting ready to pledge allegiance to him, to Jesus, and their fundamental loyalty, their fundamental allegiance, that the very center of their life is to God, and that they're getting ready to pledge their lives over and turn their back on sin and turn it to the Lord, a fundamental reorientation of life to Almighty God. And what about for the rest of us who are already baptized? This Lent is an opportunity for us to get ready to re-enlist in the army of our Lord. Jesus is doing combat with the devil in the gospel today. That you and I are we're soldiers for Christ. We're soldiers of Christ. We're part of the church militant. And our job is to combat the devil. Spiritual warfare is real. And the devil is powerful. But you and I belong to the army of Christ, and by our baptism, and that our job is to fight against the enemy and to fight for the values of God and to fight for the construction of his kingdom here on earth. That's our fundamental allegiance, our fundamental loyalty is to Jesus more so than anything else in our life. And I think this is what one thing that Lent is about. Looking at places in our life and saying, look at the landscape of your soul. Where has the enemy put up a flag of victory? Where has the enemy, maybe it's a place of lust or some sort of addiction. Maybe it's a thing of anger, or it's a thing of gossip, or it's a thing of greed. Or a lack of forgiveness for that person who I just won't forgive. You can't go to heaven hating somebody. Maybe it's a thing of racism, or it's a thing of lack of care for the poor. Where has the enemy put up a flag and saying, this spot is mine in your soul? And that's where you and I go during this Lent, just like we see Jesus in the gospel combating the enemy, we go to those places and we do some spiritual combat by means of our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, so that the kingdom, so that place which Jesus won by baptism will be reclaimed for him. And so that at Easter time, this is when the creed is turned back into question format. And it's so beautiful when you have an army. Yesterday was this men's conference with 1,200 men in Dearborn County. It was awesome. And several of our own guys were there. And to hear an auditorium full of men on fire for Christ, that's what Easter is, this it's like where the creed is proposed. Do you renounce Satan? And everybody will say, I do. And all his empty promises, I do. And all of his empty show, I do. And then the creed, do you believe in God the Father, Almighty Creator? All this, and this is the re-enlisting in the army of Jesus. So that with 100% passion and 100% real faith, at Easter time, we will say that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my God. My fundamental allegiance is to him every minute, every day of my life on earth, so that it can be so eternally in heaven. Let's pray for our catechumens. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.